Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm Laura Simon. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. There is so much going on this weekend, so let's get right to meteorologist Jamie Travers to see if the weather's going to cooperate for us.
Yeah, you know, both days should be dry. Both days also looking breezy. Mm-hmm. So I feel like we've had a lot of breezy days, but we have another cold front on the way. So today will be the warmer of the 2 days. St. Patrick's Day, though, that just means you're going to need some extra layers. We have certainly have had worse. I remember being out in Dogtown a few St. Patrick's Days ago, and it was pretty darn cold. So we have had worse. We've had better. Also 45 degrees, west southwest wind at 5 miles per hour. That wind chill is at 42. So temperatures not too terrible, but definitely chilly out there. We have some areas that have dipped down into the 30s. We have 36 at Moscow Mills and in Washington. We have 44 to our south and east in Sparta. Salem is at 43 degrees this morning. Winds aren't too bad just yet, but we are going to see them ramp up. We might have a few clouds streaming across our area today. I still think we see a lot of sunshine, but there are times where we might see the clouds take over for a little bit. You can see some of that cloud cover just to the north and west of the metro, showing some light radar returns also in central and western Missouri, though not necessarily making it to the ground. Our air is pretty dry at this point in time. In fact, we have elevated fire danger expected today, especially across central and southeastern Missouri and some of those areas where we didn't get as much rainfall Thursday morning and Thursday afternoon and evening. So for today, temperatures mild. We will make it to the upper 60s near 70, but it will be a little bit of a cool start, taking some time to get there. So enjoy it. Tomorrow we'll talk about the dip in those numbers and how long that will last coming up. Laura.
Okay, Jamie, thanks so much. 6:02 is our time. Parents are demanding answers after 6 elementary school students ingested marijuana gummies. This happened at Highland Elementary in the Riverview Gardens School District. St. Louis County police tell us they were given the edibles by a student who thought they were candy. The district sent this letter to parents notifying them about what happened. It states police and the school are investigating.
To the car, she broke down and was crying because she thought she was being kidnapped. She didn't recognize me.
Somebody got an answer for it. You know, I think we deserve an answer for it.
The Missouri Poison Center at SSM Health Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital reports an increase in kids consuming gummies, and they are advising parents to treat edibles like medication and keep them out of reach or in a lockbox. Police say a child abuse hotline call was also placed in this case. In the Fox Files, newly released video shows chaos on a Metro bus in the moments leading up to a shooting. It all happens in about 20 seconds at one bus stop on Hanley near Olive on March 5th. We're protecting the identities of everyone except the shooter, who police do have an alert for. The soon-to-be victim walks on and appears to be in an agitated state as he boards without paying. The man does not answer the bus driver and gets uncomfortably close to another passenger, who then moves away. And then that man lunges at the passenger who moved away. That is when the shooter responded, and you can see shell casings at one point flying outside the bus. There is another man in the back of the bus who ducked behind a seat during this shooting, and police later found the person shot walking around bleeding from shots to the leg and back. The whole situation is very distressing to Jonathan Cobb. He is actually a former Metro bus driver who was shot in the head back in December 2021.
Wow. So I'm just praying that positivity come their way. I'm guaranteeing and believing that I'm going to be walking soon.
Cobb defied the odds, not only surviving the impossible, but also recording music he hopes will inspire others.
It's a blessing to be alive again. God has given me so much opportunity to speak, so I'm just taking it one day at a time.
Police solve Cobb's case. His shooter is charged and awaiting trial. Cobb is asking the public, though, to help police in last week's shooting as he hopes getting more answers might calm the violence. Velda City in Floridale Hills lost police services for a short time when officers walked off the job. The Velda City Department's Facebook page cited a dispute with the city and attempts by the city to contract out police services as the reason for the walkout. St. Louis County Police and Pagedale Police will respond to emergencies under a mutual aid agreement for the time being. St. Louis County Police holding a ribbon-cutting ceremony at the new Afton Southwest Precinct. The $14.6 million facility is named in honor of fallen officer Blake Snyder. The 33-year-old was shot and killed in the line of duty back in October 2016. His son, widow, and mother were all at yesterday's ceremony.
I can't tell you what this does to my heart to see all of you here standing here and honoring our hero, because that's what he is. And this is just one more way for the residents of this city to have a daily reminder of his sacrifice.
This isn't just about a building and our officers. This is about a community that is so strong in St. Louis and has so much to offer. Welcome home, Third Precinct. Welcome home.
The new Third Precinct is located on Gravoy Road in Sappington. Get ready to party like a leprechaun. The St. Patrick's Day Parade in Dogtown is happening tomorrow. And to make the celebration go as smoothly as possible, organizers have posted no parking signs in the neighborhood. The parade route is going to be closed to public traffic starting at 6 tomorrow morning. It'll remain closed off as late as 10 tomorrow night. And a big weekend is certainly in store in Dogtown as we look ahead to the Irish Festival and the Ancient Order of Hibernian St. Patrick's Day Parade. Fox to Shirley Washington talks with one of the founders about the parade and its rich history.
This is such a big deal. The St. Patrick's Day Parade is one of St. Louis's premier events. And joining me now to talk about it is Jim Mohan. He is the founder of the parade, the co-founder. Jim, and tell us, how excited are you about this year's parade?
Well, we're really excited. This is the 40th anniversary. 40 years ago, a group of people, about 25, got together, decided to plan the first parade. And what we wanted to do is promote Irish culture, heritage, and history.
Tell me about the floats that are in this year's parade.
There's over 90 floats, and one of the big things about our parade is different than others. We don't have big balloons or big brass bands. We do have a cue bands, but basically what we have is family clans. That's been since the very beginning in 1984. It's always the Irish families marching with their group, with their flags, their colors, and their crests.
And then tell me about security, because safety is priority one.
You can expect to see on St. Patrick's Day a huge police presence by the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department. We have contract security, will also be there.
And there are restrictions this year in terms of what spectators can and cannot bring to the parade. Talk a little bit about that.
So we don't allow coolers or backpacks in, and we have checkpoints where people come in.
And then tell me about parking, because parking is always a challenge.
There are some paid lots around, but if you're going to get there early, that's probably best. Or the best thing we suggest a lot of people is, you know, Uber in.
Jim Mohan, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it. And again, remember, the parade is this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. It steps off at Tam and Oakland Avenue and runs all the way down to Manchester. I'm Shirley Washington.
And the 55th annual St. Patrick's Day Parade of Metropolitan St. Louis is happening today. And we'll post more info on that on our website, fox2now.com. But that parade kicks off at noon today, and we'll have much more in our next hour of Fox 2 News in the morning. St. Patrick's Day in Chicago is always a sight to see, too. The Chicago River is going to be dyed green, and so will a lot of beer in the Windy City. I don't know if you've ever celebrated there before, but it is always a party out there, to say the least. Some bars, in fact, are using a new system that they're saying would make it more efficient to serve drinks. Bottoms Up in Schiller Park, Illinois, is not connected to the Bottoms Up draft beer system, but this is important because on a busy holiday weekend like this one, they can fill up a lot more beers than they could with a traditional tap. You take a glass which has a hole in it, and then you grab a magnet which has been customized to the bar, and then you drop it in.
Draft beer is served. It's so wasteful the way it's currently done. Not only do you have to stand there and pour beer, but you waste the beer when you're doing it.
Bar owners say it's a perfect pour every time. This weekend, people across the nation are, get this, expected to spend a record $7.2 billion for St. Patty's Day. And so many St. Patrick's Day events happening both today and tomorrow. And meteorologist Jamie Travers' husband has a St. Patty's Day birthday.
I know. Yeah, that's why he has the middle name of Patrick, because of it.
I love that.
Yeah, and his name sounds very Irish, but it's not. He's straight Polish. I always thought that was funny. But it's like, yeah, good Irish boy. No, he's no. Not that there's anything wrong with straight Polish. We love him. But yeah, temperatures today are going to be better for today's parade versus tomorrow's parade. We are going to see a drop in those numbers, as you can see there on the map, because of a cold front coming through. So we have that cold front swinging through later on this evening into tonight. We have temperatures. They will be taking a bit of a dive. So enjoy it today. We'll be about 10, a little more than 10 degrees above normal. Ignore that front. We will be updating that front, but we do have a few clouds across our region, across northwestern portions of our viewing area and into north central and western Missouri. So some of those clouds will be streaming in. We'll get that cold front updated for you. There is a camera behind this. It's just still very, very dark. 44 degrees. That wind chill is at 42. West-southwest wind at 5 miles per hour. There we go. We can see a little bit more. Waterloo, Illinois, we have very good visibility. 43 degrees in Greenville, Salem, 37 at Arnold, 42 at Cuba, and 34 in Farmington. So for today, we're going to have temperatures to the upper 60s. A few clouds come and go. Overnight tonight, again, a few clouds. Temperatures down into the 30s tonight. But the good news, I think we stay above freezing for tomorrow morning. That's not going to be the case as we move forward into the next few days. Tomorrow afternoon, highs only about 50 degrees, so it's going to be chilly, especially when you factor in the wind. We'll have wind today out of the west or so, but with the warm up, it won't be too bad. But tomorrow, that wind will be northwesterly, bringing in the colder air. So it's going to add some wind chill factors tomorrow on top of those numbers. So just know, if you're going to head out to the parade, especially in the morning hours tomorrow, it's going to be quite chilly. By the afternoon, and I guess depending upon how many beverages you're consuming, it's not going to be too bad, but below normal for this time of year. So forecast wind gusts, temperatures, or winds, miles per hour there, gusting to about 25 miles per hour. We'll have southwesterly or westerly winds for today, bringing in that warm air. So that's basically your forecast. 68 degrees, west wind, but breezy. We'll have partly cloudy skies tonight, down to 39, partly cloudy and just a little bit chilly out there. And your St. Patrick's Day forecast, this is your forecast high of 52. We should have plenty of sunshine, so that will help, but we will have those gusty northwesterly winds to about 25, maybe up to 30 miles per hour. Check out Sunday night into Monday morning, 29 degrees. So we are expecting sub-freezing temperatures both Monday morning and Tuesday morning. Monday afternoon, a high of only 44. Spring begins shortly after 10 p.m. Central Time, so most of Tuesday is still technically winter, but hey, we're getting really close, and warmer temperatures do arrive for Tuesday. And then Wednesday through Saturday look to hold in the low 60s, but we do have some rain chances Thursday night and Friday.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.